Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Everyone could use a little money over the holidays, so maybe a little extra pressure on Craig Meddy to come up with some winners here.
Nah, no pressure.
Before Christmas.
The only pressure that's on Craig Meddy right now, Ben, is getting to work and tackling his day.
Well, he's got family to gifts and stuff, I'm sure.
Dude, I want your picks. Cash Meddy, good morning.
He's got a big extended family.
He does, but here's the thing.
Holiday traditions, Craig?
No. He's a mail carrier.
True.
This is a
You guys are Dr. FedEx and Amazon, USPS.
USPS for life. Cash Meddy, how gnarly is your day right now? Like, how gnarly are your days this time of the year?
Oh, I hate it. It's absolutely awful. It is absolutely awful. There's packages everywhere. The minute I get into the office, there's so many packages. It's unbelievable.
Now,
it's like an 11-hour day, pretty much.
And it's just nonstop. It never ends. One of my grandfathers was a mailman in Dallas, and he had a really ritzy, like, route. His route was, like, the fanciest part of Dallas, like where Jerry Jones lives now. And he used to get hooked up so fat at Christmas with tips. Like, he would come home with thousands of dollars. Anybody taking care of you along your route?
There's a few of them, but I'm known for having a bad attitude. So
I love that.
I don't get as many tips as normal people do.
Have you ever been bitten by a dog?
I have.
You have?
Get out of here.
Very little, like a little nip, but it was a big dog and it did rip my shorts.
Oh my God. I could interview him all day. I'm fascinated.
So like my shorts were kind of like hanging a little bit and it barely got my skin, but it ripped part of my shorts. It was weird. Like it was from the back and I was like, wait, what just happened?
We'll get to the pics. I am fascinated. Now, do you get to drive one of the trucks with the steering wheel on the British side, other side?
Absolutely. It's a little confusing when you first have to get the job like reversing from like the left side or from the right side. I was like, wait, what?
It's
kind of confusing.
I'd be terrified. Yeah. I would be absolutely terrified. Well, listen, mad respect for what you do. Thank you for making sure that packages and cards and all that stuff is delivered on time, Craig. And one of the unsung heroes of the community, Cash Meddy. All right, let's make some money. This weekend, who do you like? I know you've got you like the Texans and Buccaneers game. What do you like in this game?
Let me get to that one. I'm in my car right now, so usually I'm more prepared with my
worries.
Notes. But I'm going to take the Texans. This one -2. What I like about this game is the Texans. I mean, they're 10th in scoring, they're 7th in rushing, 11th in passing. But the main thing I see for playing against the Buccaneers is the Texans, I believe if they win their division, so they're definitely going to be motivated for this game. And the Buccaneers have been scoring, you know, a lot of points all season long. They're third in scoring this year, but they're 30th in points allowed. So I think they're going to give up a lot of points to the Texans. But the main thing for me and the reason why I like the Texans is all season long, Jameis Winston's been throwing to Mike Evans and Goodwin. And those guys have a combined 2,000 and over 2,400 yards and 17 touchdowns where both of them aren't playing. So, you know, Jameis Winston, I mean, he's comfortable with those two receivers. I don't think he's going to be comfortable with the other receivers. Even with those receivers, Jameis Winston's going to throw some interceptions. I feel like, you know, a guy might do a wrong route here and there, and Winston isn't disciplined enough. He's going to throw a ball up, and you're probably going to get 2 to 3 interceptions here for the Texans. Also for the Buccaneers, they're 2-4 at home while they're 5-3 on the road, and this game is at Tampa Bay. I just feel like they don't play as well at home for some reason.
Yep.
I don't know. The crowd's really not into it. So I like the Texans -2 in that one.
So maybe the big game of the week, the NFC East. This one makes me a little nervous because the Cowboys had been playing so badly, and then all of a sudden they come back last week and they destroy the Rams. The Eagles have been struggling but pulling out wins at the end against not great teams. I'm seeing a lot of 2-point spreads, 2.5 in favor of the Cowboys. What do you like in this one? Because this one's a tricky one for me.
Okay, I already placed the bet, and usually I come on here, and sometimes the numbers are different, and I usually get the better of the number. And that's one of the keys of betting, is trying to get the better of the number. And I had placed Dallas -2.5. I don't know what the spread is now, but if I could take it off, I would take my bet off, because now they're saying Dak Prescott has an AC joint, and he might not even play, like he's questionable. And sometimes you take a gamble when you place a bet on I think I placed it on Sunday or Monday.
Yep.
And sometimes you get the best of the number and it works out, and sometimes, you know, you're a little unlucky on this. So honestly, I would take it off, but since I already have the bet, I'll tell you why I liked it before. Dallas is, like, honestly, they're top 10 in almost everything. They're top 10. I mean, they're number one in yards per game. They're sixth in rushing, seventh in scoring, seventh in total defense, 12th in points allowed, eighth in pass defense. How they're 7-7 is basically just Jason Garrett. I mean, he's just garbage of a head coach. But they beat Dallas, or they beat Philadelphia pretty handily last time. They beat them 37-10. Philadelphia is really good at stopping the run, the third in run defense. But like Ben was saying, the last two games with Philadelphia, with the season on the line, they barely beat the Giants and they barely beat Washington. And to me, that showed a lot. Like, when your season's on the line, you're barely beating those teams. To me, that shows me that they're just not ready to be a quality team like Dallas. But, you know, and one thing with Philadelphia is they've had injuries at the receiver position. Alshon Jeffrey's not going to play. DeSean Jackson, they've missed him. And DeSean Jackson basically can stretch the field, and everything seems like it's clamped inside. And all Wentz is doing is throwing to the running backs and tight ends. And against a really good team like Dallas, or talented team, I should say. I don't think Dallas is really that good. A talented team like Dallas, I just feel like that they could take that away. And I feel like they should be able to cover the 2.5, but I'm just scared on Dallas.
I like Dallas, too, and here's why. You don't like Jason Garrett as a coach, but he does.
No, he's terrible.
He dominates the NFC East, though. It's the only thing he can do. He beats divisional opponents, and that is it. But he has had a lot of success. The number's even off. I see at the MGM Mirage, so that's probably a sign they really don't know what's going on with Dak Prescott right now.
Yeah, I mean, Zeke Elliott made it sound like he's going to play for sure, but, I mean, I don't know if, like, how his passes are going to be. I wouldn't bet it, is basically what I'm saying. I would have taken it off.
And then finally, Craig, the Buffalo Bills, you know, they've got a chance to go into New England. They've kind of held close there in the AFC East all season long. Patriots are 6.5. I mean, that's just begging you to take New England and think they're going to win by a touchdown. Is that what you've got on your lean here, or is Buffalo going to keep it closer than that?
I like Buffalo. I definitely like Buffalo if you could get the +7. That's kind of why I have a lean here. If I could get 7, I'm probably going to play it. New England is just really not that good anymore, like offensively. New England's beaten two teams over .500 this year, and usually they've beaten, at this point in the season, like 4 or 5. So they've kind of struggled against the better teams. Now, they did beat Buffalo earlier in the season, but it was 16-10. And in that game, when I looked up, kind of studied it yesterday, is New England only had 224 yards of offense, and the Bills had 375. So, I mean, usually yards isn't the whole indication on who should win and who shouldn't, but when you're beating them by 150 yards, like, the other team should probably win that game. Brady only had 150 yards passing in that game, and it seems like they've been struggling offensively all season long. Really, same thing like with Philadelphia. They don't have anyone that can stretch the field. Edelman does everything, you know, intermediate and underneath, but there's no one to stretch the field, so everything kind of gets clamped down, so it's kind of easy to defend them. And lately, teams, when they get in third down on Brady, I mean, they're just blitzing because they're not scared of anyone hitting a home run on them. And Bills have really gotten better with their young players, I feel like. I feel like Josh Allen's gotten better as a quarterback. It seems like he's getting more and more comfortable. He only has 9 interceptions on the season, so if he could protect the football, I could see them covering the spread. And their running back, Derek Singletary, a rookie, he's averaging 5.4 yards per carry, which is impressive. I think Ed Oliver, their rookie first-round pick, I think he was the number 9 pick or something, he's helping that defensive line. They're getting a lot of pressure lately. And the Bills are second in points allowed, only giving up 15.9 points per game. So I think they could cover the spread, but if you could get that 7, I think it's a lot better than the 6.5.
Unsurprisingly, that's also the lowest over-under total on the board this week, 36.5. As you said, they only combined for 26 the last time around in Buffalo. Well, Craig, good luck the rest of the holiday season with the deliveries. And, of course, you and your family, hope you have a really happy holiday season. Thank you very much.
Yeah, happy holidays, guys.
That's Cash Metty. Got his picks for Got Him In.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.